to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Yeah, this is the remix. Come on now.
Hello, good morning, tell me what the lick read. Pretty face, thin waist with the sick weed. First time fish telling in the 6 feet. Real bad boy, tell him come and get me. I'm at the fight, bang kinda like Bellman. Only took a trip to the truck twice. Unpacked the Mac 11 and Air Maxes. Stuffed 6 figures in my damn air mattress. I'm in love with large bills. I down with a fat ass, then waist and tall heels. Yeah, it's the Teflon Don, 100 carats in the charm. Time to give it back to Sean.
A minute, now I'm back with the jump off. Goons in the club, case something jump off. You back up for the hive, let the pump off. In the graveyard is where you get dumped off. All we wanna do is party. Bang by everybody at the bar, Bacardi. Black Barbie dressed in Bacardi. I'm trying to leave in somebody's Ferrari. Spread love, that's what a real mob do. Keep it gangsta, look out for your people. I'm the wicked bitch of these. You better keep the peace, or out come the beast. We the best, still is room for improvement. Our presence is felt like a black panther movement. 7/4 to 8 back to back, and I'm sitting on chrome 7 times.
Shut up on my feet.
Do you wanna die?
drop it.
Listen to the hit.
Yeah. Two-seater, stash in a dash, hold two heaters, block out, put holes through beaters, ghetto fab, stroll through cheetahs, ballin', Brooklyn Dawn, addicted to Chris, hooked on Dawn, 50 G, hook a song, ma, I wanna see how you lookin' thong, hustlin', guys are simple, cause I chop rock the size of Mentos, blame me, I tried to hen hole, look at the hook, your eyes squint closed, pimpin', here's a new way to flirt, I listen to the two-way you learn, it goes, let's go, VIP, boo, raise your skirt. Holla back, youngin'.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back, youngin'.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back, youngin'.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back, youngin'.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back.
Go ahead, baby.
Let's go. Let's go.
Ooh, let's go, folks. I want to apologize right off the bat for my voice. I've almost completely lost it. It is 3 a.m. on Monday morning, or 2:54 a.m. I try to get this out by 6 a.m. on Mondays because I know I've got a lot of construction workers listening. Now, but I just got home from Coachella. It takes forever to get out of there. And just so I can paint you a picture, my knees no longer work. My knees are shot. My ankle, you know how like there's that, it's supposed to be an ankle where there's like an indention. It's all fluid. Your boy's really doing it. My birthday's next week and I'm like, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it to my 23rd birthday? You guys, welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is Ryan Bailey. Today, we do our pop culture roundup. We're going to get right into it. It's 53 minutes. My voice hurts so badly, so I'm not going to be able to do like the hour-long intro that I usually do. But maybe you would like that, actually. Maybe it's like we like when it's quicker. Who knows? I will say, if you looked at the Instagram, I did hang out with all weekend with Sandoval, Ariana, Sheena, Brock, Raquel, DJ James Kennedy was there, but he didn't hang with us. He was with his new girlfriend. Anyways, I've got more to say about that, and I already did one whole thing on Patreon about it already, but I've got a lot of stories to share with you. All I will say, though, and this is why, like, Tom Sandoval just wants people to have a good time. He reminds me of my old crew I used to go to Coachella with, my buddy Nick, and all of these guys where it's just like, it's like the same spirit of just somebody wanting everybody to have the best time. And that's why I love that dude. Like, I really, truly love that dude. He just wants to show people a good time. So, I think that's it. Like, my mind is completely shot right now, and it's been a very long weekend, and I'm worried about my ankle. So we're just going to get right into it, folks. You know her, you love her. Here she is, Sophia Ross. And, Tuesday, I swear to God, I'm going to make it up for you. Cause we got a great lineup of guests this week. Like knock you off your coal mining asses. Oh, and also I don't have my phone on me right now, but I bumped, dude, somebody recognized me from the podcast. Like, I wasn't talking and they recognized my voice. Somebody, like, because I was wearing the Stop Sleeping with Tristan Thompson shirt, and they came up to me and it was really exciting. Like, I know that I'm not supposed to care about stuff like that, but it was actually really, really cool and really nice. And I was supposed to meet up with Courtney from Two Judgy Girls and Nicole Travolta, but it just didn't happen. So I was really bummed out because I love both of them. But great weekend overall. I'm just dying. So here we go. The one, the only Sophia Ross.
Welcome to an all new So Bad It's Good. This is your Monday episode. I am reporting live from Coachella. This is Sunday, day three. I've had 2 days of mania in the desert. But forget about me. Mondays are my favorite day because we have Sophie Ross, writer, humanitarian, podcaster, her own podcast called So True with Sophie Ross. You can find on all podcasting platforms, and remember her Substack. It is truly the summer of Sophie. Sophie, welcome back to the show.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Hello. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Chag Sameach. My fellow members of the tribe.
So
he has risen.
He really has. Mary Cosby is having one of the best days ever right now, because this
she's,
is the,
she's in your Coachella, like Palm Springs share house, right?
Yeah, Mary's here. She won't leave her bedroom. She's been in the closet the entire time talking to mannequin heads. And so what do you do on Easter? Do you do Easter plans?
No, so it's actually Passover.
That's what okay.
Yeah, so
that was Friday night though, right?
We did our Seder yesterday.
Okay.
But I guess, yeah, technically started on Friday night, but we did our Seder yesterday. And yeah.
Wait, do you mean you and your boyfriend?
Or yeah, me and my boyfriend. Wow. And I am with, I just celebrated with his family this weekend, and I'm in his little like childhood bedroom with this little like funny photo of it in the background. It's so funny.
How did the family thing go? Was it good?
I've met them. Yeah, no, I've met them a million times. So,
but this is the first Passover with them, isn't it?
Yes. First Pesach. Yeah.
Do not blow this. This is a big one. And by the way, I love that you're like, I got to go do a podcast in your childhood bedroom. That's what a pro she is, folks. That is full pro.
I know.
Yeah. So I'm at Coachella right now. And by the way, on the Patreon, I did like a whole episode of just kind of like some wild things that happened on the first day. Cause I did end up, I've been hanging out with Tom Sandoval and Ariana, and Sheena and Brock have been around, and Sheena's at a point now where she barely tolerates me, which is nice. Oh, and Raquel's here too, which by the way, Richella took place on that field. And I don't know if she realizes it. Cause I was like, I wonder if she has a lot of like a lot of sadness happening, and it didn't seem like it. I think she's good. So I think we're safe on
Richella.
Yeah.
Wait, tell me more.
DJ James Kennedy is here. DJ James Kennedy is here too.
Were they like together? Did they like run into each other?
Not around me. I just know that Ariana said James had been texting her that he was there with the new girl, and they had not met up yet, but I don't know if I think they went to Neon Carnival last night. So I'll talk to Ariana today and see what happened. Cause then I know Katie got here too last night and went just to the Neon Festival, but Tom and Ariana are like pretty savvy concert goers. Like they're kind of to see the music, which is a lot of the bullshit here is really influencer central. Like it really like influencer culture is the death of so many things. And I know that sounds idiotic.
It really is. I actually just tweeted about how all of these influencers were like hyping up their outfits, and they were all so basic. They were like last fitting, and they're just wearing like a bikini top and cargo pants. Like, okay.
It's like, I don't know, man. I just throw on an ironic t-shirt each day, and I go, like, there's not much I can do. Like, I'm never going to be a style maven. And that bums me out, but at the same time, I can't let it get me down, but it is funny. Like nobody truly gives a shit about the music. And I will say Harry Styles really impressed me. That was actually that kid's special. Billie Eilish to me totally flopped. That was a huge flop. And people were leaving in droves. Like she didn't suck, but she was kind of like, you know, when somebody so young, like talks down to you, she's like, come on guys, everybody get real low on your knees. Can we do this? Everybody. Like, it was just kind of like, I'm like, girl, you're 20 years old. Like you know, and then at the end, she apologized for not being Beyonce. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm not Beyonce. And I'm like, damn right, you're sorry. I like Billie's music.
Oh my God,
too.
That sounds
I like
really
her.
Awkward.
No, I like her music. And she brought out, the only cool part of her set was she brought out Damon Albarn, who's the lead singer of Blur and the Gorillaz. And I really like Gorillaz, and they did Feel Good Inc. But Damon Albarn is also the guy that spoke out against Taylor Swift recently and said Taylor is not a real songwriter. And he complimented Billie. So I feel like this starts up the Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift war. People are going to just be divided, you know?
Oh God. Oh my, as if we need another war.
I know. I was just, I
we have enough going on in this world.
Oh, but it's so much.
Yeah. I'm ready to get drafted for that one.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Speaking of influencer thing, one of the stories, did you hear about the Revolve Fest out here? There's a whole festival.
Was that real? Because I also read that that tweet was like a satire. Was that real?
No, that is real, actually. Well, but it's not as bad. It's just that the buses. So you guys, there's like a thing called Revolve Fest happening out here for that. It's a clothing brand.
Yeah, Revolve, like the online retailer.
And they sell tickets to it, but it's basically just influencers. Because I've been seeing for the last week, like TikTokers being like, I got accepted into Revolve Fest. All I had to do was pay $2,000. And some of them got in for free. Some of them didn't. But all it is, you guys, is
that it's like invite only for like influencers. Then I guess if you're a regular person, you probably have to pay a lot of money.
And then Jack Harlow did a little set, but it's out in the sun. It's not like tons of production value. And it just, what happened, it was like they kept saying it was Firefest because the buses weren't running on time or something. So a lot of people had to wait for hours to get into it. But I will say Kim Kardashian was there yesterday. But all the way, all did the Jenner Kardashians are here. I did not see her. And by the way, you know, Kim's such a music fan, you know. Isn't it kind of weird that Kanye backed out and now Kim's here and there's like billboards for Skims everywhere? I'm starting, like, it is funny. Like, I think I'm starting to sympathize with Kanye a little more. I'm like, I don't know. I'm all over the place.
God. Yeah, wait, who replaced Kanye again?
Oh, The Weeknd and Swedish House Mafia.
Yeah, I saw people were like disappointed in that.
I think it's a really lazy choice because
how do you feel about it?
I don't feel good, Sophie. The Weeknd headlined like 4 years ago, and The Weeknd was already coming out with Swedish House Mafia as like a surprise guest, and now he's going to like co-headline with them. So it just feels like a really lazy option to do that. I don't know. The music is kind of like, I don't know. I grew up like, I've been to 14 of these things out here. And I mean, I saw Paul McCartney once on a Saturday night. I saw Prince. I saw all of these things. And like, I'm sorry, like The Weeknd is great, but it's, I don't know.
He's not headliner status in your opinion.
No, he is. But I guess it's just not, it's like, I've already seen him a bunch, you know, like I would love to see somebody new or somebody that blew me like Harry Styles. I probably never would have seen by myself. And it was actually, it really impressed me. And he brought out Shania Twain, which was really actually a fun moment.
Who are you with?
I'm with my roommate, Megan, and then that whole group of like Logan, Tom, Ariana.
Oh my God, you're rolling deep.
Yeah. By the way, you want to talk about influencer. Tom Sandoval really truly is busting out the outfits every day.
He
did a whole fashion show the other night of options of what he could possibly wear. It really lives up, and he got everybody these blinky rings. So if we don't get lost in the crowd, you can turn the blinky ring on and follow the blinky rings.
That's actually a good idea. I've only been to Governor's Ball before. I've never been to Coachella.
Oh, I get the Coachella hate, but I also don't get it. It's like, dude, if you're with your friends, it's like the coolest. It's the coolest place to be. If you're with good people, like, how would you not be? I mean, but it is like elitist to a degree, and it's not cheap. After 3 years of not doing anything like this, it's, you know, I mean, am I scared I got COVID? 100%. Like, I was so into the Arcade Fire crowd that the lead singer sweated on me at one point, and I'm like, this is how you die. Like, I'm like, I had that moment of like, this could be the most idiotic thing I've ever done in my life, you know? And I've done so many stupid things.
Yeah.
Also, I had my friend went to this new restaurant in LA, Wolf Mother or Mother Wolf, last night, and sat right next to a very canoodling Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Oh God.
They were making out of the table next to her. And also Brad Pitt was there last night too. This place is a hot spot. I can't
year,
even imagine.
Should I go to Coachella next year?
Actually, I'm sorry. I think you would like it. I think you and your dude should go to Coachella. Like,
maybe
I think
bucket list thing.
I mean, but why wouldn't, like, I don't understand the people that would be like, screw that. It's like, why? You don't like good, you don't like music and like fun shit?
Because it's known to be such a scene. You know, like, you know, it's going to be like the influencers and the outfits and like the exclusive parties and all of these things that like, if you're not, if you're just like a regular person, you're like, am I going to fit in?
No, no, you totally. Oh my God. I'm walking around like fucking schlubby. And like, I wish I would wear a burqa if it was cold. Like I wish I could have just wear like a huge blanket. Speaking of wearing huge blankets, because I know ASAP Rocky likes to wear weird blanket things on his head. We got to talk about this rumor that got spread this past week that ASAP Rocky cheated on Rihanna, who is about to give birth. And do you know this girl that they, it was like this fashion designer or shoe designer or something?
I did not know her. Her name is what, Amina?
Yeah, something? I'm trying to find it right now, but it's like, she is, I guess, known. I just didn't. Oh, Amina, yeah, Amina Muwadi, Fenty's Amina Muwadi.
Yeah. And she does design shoes for, I guess, Fenty. And she did, I think, ASAP Rocky, like some collaboration with him also. But I do follow that fashion journalist who kind of broke the story. I've been following him. His name is Lewis. What is it?
Not Lewis the child, but Lewis the one or something like that. It was.
Lewis Villaroma on Twitter. I don't know if that's like his real name, but that's his Twitter name. And he was the one that broke the story. And I remember seeing the tweet, like originally I was like, wait, I was like, how is he just saying this?
Well, yeah. So guys, he tweeted out like, on Thursday. He was like
something like that with no, like, so like, if you're gonna say that, if you've heard something, be like, I'm hearing that allegedly this, allegedly, I don't know for sure though. That's just what I heard.
But he said they split. Like, he said they have split, that Rihanna caught, like, which by the way, and this is like, I am everybody. Like, I was like, I immediately believed this is how, like, I know us guys kind of suck sometimes. So I immediately believed it. Like, there was not even a doubt in my mind. I was like, knew it. He's trash. Just like Tristan Thompson, ASAP Rocky is trash. I mean, like, and then it came out a couple of days later, you guys, he went back on Twitter and said, I'm sorry, I fed into the negativity. I believed a rumor and that's not important, but I'm going to stop posting things like this. And Rihanna and ASAP Rocky are now in her homeland of Barbados, where she is going to deliver there. I heard, but how wild.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, even if it were true, like don't do that to a 9-month pregnant woman.
Yes,
like, well, just don't. There's no, it's not necessary. Like, I was just so beyond confused by his choices. Like,
I DM I feel bad. ASAP, if you're listening, I DM'd ASAP angrily the other night. Oh, so I was like, how would you ever do this? Like, I, and by the way, that's just me taking my aggression out. Like, he's never gonna see it, but I probably had a couple drinks and I was angry at him, and then I, you know, when you look at your DMs, you're like, who's this guy? And I'm like, oh no, I was DMing ASAP Rocky. He'll never see it, but just on the off chance, I'll feel, I should go delete that.
Yeah. Yeah. Unsend it. Wait, by the way, I sliced my finger open.
Like right now?
No, yesterday. Sorry. That's why it hurts.
Wait, how'd you do that?
It was cutting sweet potatoes, but yeah, just FYI. It's sliced open.
Sounds like somebody's not good in the kitchen.
No, I'm not.
Wait. Your guy.
Also, I saw Timothée Chalamet was at Coachella, by the way.
He was, yes. He, like, by the way, wouldn't it be so weird to be a celebrity? Cause like, I saw all these like random videos that are being taken of him. And it's like, dude, I sit around and like pick my nose and my butt. Like, could you imagine like just being like videoed?
No,
like, I do so much stupid shit, and
annoying to have to like constantly be like, have your guard up, which I like. I actually do have sympathy. I know that like Kylie Jenner was at Coachella also,
yeah, last night,
and she
with Hailey and Kendall.
Yeah, with Kendall and Hailey Bieber, and there was like a moment where you could tell she realized she was being filmed and like covered her stomach and wrapped the jacket around her. It's like, I feel for that.
Well, yeah. I do. And I do, but I find it interesting because I believe like you know, she created the K cage that she's in, because she just posted last week her like ab shot of like post pregnancy ab shot. And, you know, obviously this just goes to show you Instagram culture. It's so fake, because the shots we see of Kylie from last night at Coachella, she looks amazing, but she doesn't look like the six pack abs that photo kind of, you know, which, by the way, I need to get your thoughts on the Hulu's The Kardashians.
Oh, so I ended up watching it. I did watch it. And
yeah, what'd you think?
You know, it wasn't as bad as the last few seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It was definitely more watchable. But overall, yeah, it's going to be kind of like, I feel like it's going to be the same old shit. It's going to be them just trying to like control whatever narrative instead of actually revealing like real things like Astroworld or whatever it is. Like, I feel like it's just going to be what they want us to see, which is, you know, just how it is. But I did think it was definitely more watchable. I thought that the Roblox thing.
Okay, that's what I want to
so staged.
See, okay, Sophie, what Sophie, if you haven't watched it, by the way, I'm recapping the entire season on the show. The first episode was out on Thursday. It was really fun. But the Roblox, there's this moment where Saint brings over his iPad Pro to his mom and is like, "Your face is on Roblox, mom," which is a game for kids. And I guess there was like supposedly a thing on Roblox advertising Kim's sex tape with Ray J. But the thing was, guys, this was the first day that they all shot together as a family. And this just happens to happen. Like, they just like randomly happens and like, oh, we have a show now because this is a continuing storyline now. And like, they just lucked out that day. But right. I don't want to like, but there's a part of me that's like, there's no fucking way that Kim really had her son go, "Mommy, look, it's you." Like, about your porn tape. Like, that's so dark that you would stage your child doing that.
I know. But like, it just does not make sense that that would happen by chance. The one day that they're filming, the first day, like, it just doesn't make sense.
Did you see that TikTok video though, of somebody caught Tristan's reaction?
Yes.
Cause Kim's like, "Chloe, look at this." And they pass Tristan, and Tristan looks like he thinks that Kim's going to bust him out for something. Yes. Like, oh shit. He looks panicked. Like,
looked so guilty. So guilty. Just a look of sheer terror on his face. Wait, by the way, have you watched Severance yet?
Okay. No, but I think we talked last week. Now I've talked to like five people that are like watching it for a second time through. Cause they love it so much.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. We just finished it actually today.
Did he like it too?
Nine episodes in the first season, and Ben Stiller said there's going to be a second season. So everyone go watch it. It really
Ben Stiller is, directed every episode, I believe, and executive produced the whole thing. And Adam Scott's
really
in
it. It does make you think, because the premise of it is that it's like this procedure. These people work at a place where they do a procedure which makes you personal life while you're at work. And vice versa. So it's kind of like there are two versions of you, and it really like just, it makes you think. So everyone go watch Severance.
I would love that if there were two versions of me.
You would like think Debbie- that. You would think that. And then when you watch the show, you're like, oh, this is why it's good to have a work-life balance, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, I always like dreamed about like if you took a road trip or like had to drive like a long distance or go to work every day, if you could shut yourself off that hates work and just let your body do that stuff. And like, you know, just
you know, you would think, but yeah,
this is how Theranos started, by the way. Wouldn't it be cool if we could take a tiny little, okay. But anyways, back to the Kardashians. Oh, huge.
So no one would have
huge.
So no one would have to say goodbye.
Too soon. this is so dark. A couple of things about the Kardashians going back. The thing that they're doing too, guys, they're trying to like be friend, like, "Hey guys," like Kendall pops in, like, "Hey guys, I wasn't here because I didn't have the flu. I had COVID. Don't worry, guys.
Like, why did I feel like I was watching the Disney Channel in that moment?
It's like so stupid.
Like, and then I actually didn't have the flu. I had COVID and it sucked, but don't worry, guys, I'm gonna be here for the rest of the season." Then it was like,
I was like, I wasn't worried at all.
No one was worried, Kendall.
And then, like, and by the way, there's a shot. There's like this huge drone shot at the beginning that's like so highly choreographed. And when they go to Kendall's house, she's playing sound bath bowls in the backyard. And I'm like, you're fucking out to lunch, man. Like, you are like,
yeah, like, of course, like a sound bath. Really, Kendall, you're so zen. Oh,
I tweeted that out on a Friday. I said, hey, Kendall Jenner is doing a surprise set with her sound bowls at the Gobi tent at 5:45. And then fucking, I thought that was like an obvious joke. And then a bunch of Kendall Jenner fan sites picked it up and like thought, and I was like, no,
why are you serious?
Why are we so dumb? Like, why would you even want to believe that? You would think that, like, yeah, Kendall Jenner is going to play her sound bowls at Coachella during like for a whole set.
Oh my God.
Like, Kendall Jenner doesn't even like to be on the show. She's not going to get up on stage and do a set, you know?
Can you imagine? That would be insane.
And the other thing I loved was Courtney did like the same thing of like, hey guys, why can't you let a woman get her way? Like we remember when she like sat down about the Scott thing, like, listen guys, I'm finally got the love of my life. Scott is, Courtney. I've been with him for 10 years. Yeah. It was like another one of those jump into the camera things of like, hey guys, it's me, Courtney.
Yeah, she was like, I'm just finally, like, why bash a woman who's finally realizing what she deserves? Like, that part.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then Scott's like, why am I not invited to the family thing? I mean, you guys, my family's dead. You're my only family.
Scott is, he was looking rough. He was looking strung out.
Like, the red eyes and the talking head for him. It was like, what? Like, they didn't have Visine on set.
He was certainly not sober.
Speaking of great TV, a big, huge announcement today. The Batman premieres on HBO Max. It was just out in theaters last month and now it's already on HBO Max. So please go watch that. It'll be free on HBO Max if you have it. I'm very excited.
Wait, watch what? Sorry.
The Batman. The Batman is on HBO Max now, tomorrow, today.
Oh, I didn't
already put that. Yeah, they already put it out there. And tonight is Summer House. And I did drunkenly message Kyle yesterday that Loverboy should be at Coachella.
It's not, like, why isn't it? They should do a Loverboy activation next year. Like 818 Tequila or whatever. I feel like 818 Tequila is like the official tequila of like every influencer.
Is 818, that's Kendall Jenner's tequila. Is it good?
I haven't had it. And I'm also just like not a tequila drinker. So I have zero interest in trying it. But I've heard from, I feel like they like to say that it's smooth. But the few people I know who've had it say it's like actually the opposite of smooth. Just like really disgusting.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite of smooth.
I also, the liquor store right by my apartment there, I don't know what the marketing campaign for 818, but they had like a whole cardboard cutout of Kendall for like the longest time, like on the window of the liquor store. I was like, what? Like,
I would steal that and put it in like my car window.
I should have stolen it for like my apartment.
When I was a kid, I worked at a movie theater in Arizona, Harkins Theater, and they would let me take the cardboard stand up like cutout things. And I remember I had Sister Act 2. I had Whoopi Goldberg in the Nun habit and I put it in my back seat of my car. So it looked like Whoopi Goldberg was in the back seat of my car. And I shit you not, I scared myself at least a dozen times. I'd be like, oh, because I wouldn't, you know, I just wouldn't be expecting to see Whoopi Goldberg in my car, even though I put her in there and I would freak out because I'm a pussy. Okay, let's see here. What else do we got?
Guys, now is the part of the show that I love. We get to talk about our sponsors. And today we have a new sponsor with us. It is our good friends over at Rothy's. Now, I want to say that they sent me one of the most beautiful pairs of shoes this past week. I got to choose a pair of shoes from Rothy's. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. I had heard of them and I was like, no way. They are a sponsor and it was so hard to pick. I got to pick one pair of shoes and I wanted like six of them. And then I find out that these guys are all about making the world a better place by making sustainable shoes in this day of like climate change, plastic pollution, and Earth Day is coming up. And I was laughing when I was reading the copy, because I don't know if you guys know this, but when I was in junior high, I played a little character called Earthman, because Earth Day is, I believe, April 20th. And I was Earthman, and I got to wear a cape, and it was very exciting. So they say April is Earth Month, and that means a lot of us are giving a little extra thought to how we treat the planet, or at least I hope you guys are. Everybody wants to help out, but it's hard to know where to start. Problems like climate change and plastic pollution can feel totally overwhelming, especially when you don't see a clear way to make an impact. Now, Rothy's believes that even the biggest challenges can be tackled one step at a time. They make the most comfortable, stylish, and durable shoes and daily essentials, all from recycled plastic. Can you believe that? I have a pair of these shoes, and it is beautiful. And I was like, this is made from recycled plastic? I was like, we can make anything from that. Why are we not making cars from recycled plastic? Everything Rothy's makes is better for the planet. They've repurposed millions of water bottles into their signature thread that goes into all of their products. Plus, Rothy's shoes, bags, and other essential... Oh, by the way, they also sell bags. I didn't get a bag, but it was like I wanted it so bad. And so Rothy's shoes, bags, and other essentials are made with less wasted fabric, and they're designed to be durable and washable for a stylish fit that lasts. The clothes you wear every day shouldn't just look great. They should make you feel great. And that's exactly how you feel knowing your Rothy's helped keep ocean-bound plastic out of the water. So they asked me to like talk about my favorite thing about the Rothy's, and I'm just like, well, it's a beautiful pair of shoes. But it truly is. And the fact that you're actually helping, you know, Mother Earth, that's amazing. But the sustainability is amazing. So, you know, they do this from, like I said, single-use water bottles, algae-based foam, and ocean-bound plastic, and uses other sustainable practices to create better shoes with less waste. The comfort is amazing. I felt like Cinderella. It was just, you slipped it on, it felt great. The washability, I haven't washed it yet, but they tell me that it's very washable. And the durability, I can't wait. I should have worn these to Coachella, because they would have held up, I have a feeling. So, you guys, when you're wearing Rothy's, your footprint feels lighter than ever. So get $20 off your first purchase today at Rothy's.com. That's Rothy's.com/sobad. That's Rothy's.com/sobad. And now, back for the remaining portion of our show.
90 Day Fiancé, you guys. New season starts Sunday night or tonight. Also, there's a rumor that Hannah Berner had a bachelorette party the other night. Did you hear that from a former Summer House castmate?
No, but I was it. Oh, maybe that was her bachelorette party then. I didn't realize what it was, but it looked like they were like, yeah, they were doing something maybe in Miami. So I guess that makes sense.
I got to say, though, I kind of like that, like Paige and Craig have taken over the I feel like Paige and Craig are everywhere, but I kind of like that I don't see Hannah and her dude anymore.
Oh, like, yeah. Thank God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, or like I see Hannah a lot because like of like posts that'll just pop up on my Instagram. But I don't see that dude, which is kind of nice. I thought that dude was like using her, but it's good that it seems like he's not, I guess.
Yeah. No, we don't need any more. We don't need to see Dez.
Can I ask you what your thoughts on the Johnny Depp Amber Heard situation is? Do you know anything about this?
Oh, I mean, it just sounds like the messiest trial, like just really, really, really messy. But I haven't been keeping up. The talk of shame on Instagram has been like doing a lot of good updates, but like I haven't personally been keeping up with every detail. I do know that Johnny Depp stans on Twitter are another one I would add to that category of like the stans, the people that you don't want to talk shit about on Twitter without asterisks censoring their name. Johnny Depp is one of them.
Yeah. It's really bizarre, you guys. So there's been back and forth, and Johnny has lost a couple of lawsuits in regards to this because he got physically abusive with Amber, but now he is suing her in court, and they're doing this trial again, and all of this information has come out supposedly that she fought him as well physically. It just seems like a huge mess. But I will say, yeah, I've never seen such vitriol, not towards Johnny, but towards Amber. And I'm trying to really kind of piece together what is real and what isn't. But also, I think what's one of those things of like, I know Johnny to be, or like, I had somebody that worked around him, and like, when he was not sober, he was a very bad drunk, you know, like he was a, like, allegedly. And when you're drunk like that and you don't handle liquor, like, who knows what you're going to do? Like, you could do horrible things. And unfortunately, right, he has lost a lot of his acting career because of that. But everybody wants to paint this Amber Heard as like this kind of vixen that like is looking like that, look to take down Johnny and use him. And I don't know, like, I don't know what to believe, except that there is actual proof that, you know, he threw a wine bottle at her. I don't know. It's just really messy. And the thing is, he keeps suing, so it keeps in the public eye, but I don't know. Like, even if he wins this trial, like, does it really change anything for him?
Well, I think both of their careers are, like, just done after this, honestly. Like, I don't know what to believe exactly. There are bad things kind of coming out about both of them. Who knows what's true? Who knows what's a lie? But either way, it's, like, it's just the messiest, like, just worst case scenario for both of them in general. Like, I just don't think that either of their careers are going to recover from this. It's been years of this going on. Years.
Well, what do you, I mean, like, I always think, like, I've never physically laid hands on a woman in any shape or form. But I mean, like, how do you, like, do you believe that you can do that and still be a good person down the line? Do you believe there's forgiveness for those kind of things? These are the things that I want, or like, or are you just trash for the rest of your life?
I don't think it's about like forgiveness or not. I just think that it's these, like, just messy, chaotic, bad stories, not only about, you know, the Amber Heard stuff, but also Johnny Depp's spending problems and like his box office bombs and all of these things over the years, the past few years, his stock has just really dropped. Like, I just don't see him, you know, coming back to this like crazy movie star.
Yeah. What also, there's a, by the way, isn't it interesting to watch people get older? Is that like Johnny Depp at one point was one of the most beautiful men in the world. And now he's looking like he's in the Rolling Stones. He looks rough, man. He looks like, rough, you know, and
men usually, I mean, I'm just saying that in general, a lot of men just age very well with like, you know, wrinkles add like a little bit of ruggedness in a way, yeah, that, you know, our society kind of women, when they age, are beautiful too. I think that in general, it's more like normalized for men to just age gracefully with wrinkles and a silver fox look like you rock sometimes on your beard. But Johnny Depp, you know, just a little too many cocktails.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like it, I just wonder, like, I'm just so glad that I'm at my hottest right now and not when I was younger, because I like Johnny Depp was so used to being hot that he probably is like, it's probably a wake up call when you start losing that, you know, when you've been, right, told so much. And then all of a sudden, because Johnny Depp too, now, like, he puts on so many bracelets and necklaces. He's like Lenny Kravitz. And that, like I always say, it takes forever for Johnny Depp to get out of the house, I'm sure, because he's putting on bandanas, necklaces, like, you know, all, yeah, of this accoutrement. And when the looks fade, all that shit starts to look weirder and weirder. When you're like really good looking, younger, and you're like wearing all that shit, everybody's like, Johnny Depp's a cool dude. And now you're like, who's the old dude with all the jewelry on?
Right. Exactly.
I'm hearing rumors that Larsa from Real Housewives of Miami is not returning to the show, which I would find impossible. She said in a tweet that she was on the fence about coming back. And I'm like, how are you on the fence? You're actually in a little bit of the public eye again.
Yeah, you're like relevant for the first time ever, honestly.
I mean, like, I kind of hate that, like, everybody plays that game on any show, any Bravo show, that always be like, I don't know if I'm returning. I'm like, you probably beg to return. It's like when you're off the show, everybody begs to get back on. Like, oh my God.
They all say that. I feel like it's like a defense mechanism when they're scared they're going to get fired. They're like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Lala and Vanderpump. Like, yeah. She said the same thing. It's like, you're not going to quit the show. Shut up, Lala. We all know it.
Yes, exactly. And I got to tell you too, is like, you guys, we always talk about this. Really be careful. Like, remember, any article on TMZ, Daily Mail, all that, remember, publicists push those stories out. So it's usually the story they want you to see. It's like, right. it's just so funny. So take everything with a grain of salt, because they're just using this as like a way to be able to barter for better contracts, all of that shit. You know, it's perception is, you know, 90% of the game. And so whatever they can get you to perceive, like, they want you to, like, Larsa wants us to believe that she gets $100,000 a week on OnlyFans. And that's right. Just not true.
Exactly. I mean, she might, but yeah, probably not.
I don't think so. I mean, is she like fully nude on OnlyFans?
I don't know. I don't subscribe to it, but I know that a lot of money from OnlyFans. I'm like, if I didn't have such a strong father figure in my life, I probably would. That's what I would do.
Would you really? See, I don't know if I could ever take myself seriously. I don't know if I would just, I think I would just laugh at myself. Like, how would I ever pose like sexily for like, I mean, I guess like, could you really get into it? Like, could you like suspend disbelief and like, yeah. Like, cause you're having to like, quote unquote, make love to the camera.
Price, I could do anything.
Speaking of that, what's on your Substack this week, Sophie? What are we tackling?
Well, I actually really, really want to break down, and I didn't send one out this weekend, send one out Friday because it was kind of just a holiday weekend. I was traveling, and I did Monday of this past.
But you did last week. Yeah.
So I'll probably do another Monday one. But what was I going to say?
What's your Substack? What is it? What are you doing? What's the topic?
No. Oh my God. I already thought of it. And now I just like, can't even remember. I'm sorry. I'm like out of it right now, but I swear I was like, there's so many things to cover. Cause there's a lot that happened. Wait. I wrote about Kylie last Monday.
That was the one about, was that the Kardashian Hulu premiere where you, the conspiracy that we were talking about last week?
Yes. So I wrote about that. But oh my God, what was I going to say? I can't remember right now, but
wait. May I make a suggestion? Well, this is too much Kardashian, but on Thursday, it was Wednesday or Thursday. We did get the admission that Khloe Kardashian lied about having True at Disneyland.
Oh yes. That. Okay. So that, oh my God, I just remembered that. And did you hear about Kayla Quinn from The Bachelor? This is what I was going to say.
No,
this is what I was going to say. Okay. So that first of all, Khloe basically admitted that they photoshopped True's face on Stormy's face. on Stormy's face right after Astroworld at Disneyland. Like, why do that? And what else are they lying about?
If you lie, like my mom always said, if you lie about the simple stuff, how are we going to trust that you're not going to lie about the big stuff? Right. You know?
So what I was going to say is I am going to kind of break down what's happening with, other than that, yes, that's an important thing that we need to talk about, but also Kayla Quinn from The Bachelor.
Okay.
I don't like follow a lot of these like Bachelor randoms like that closely, but a few days ago, maybe it was like Thursday, maybe, or Friday. She moved to Texas. They were doing like landscaping in her yard and she filmed a gardener. They found a tiny, tiny garden snake in her backyard.
Okay.
And she told the gardener to kill it. And she threw the gardener a pair of scissors to decapitate the garden snake. And as she was like giggling, about it. And then posted on Instagram. And obviously people are pissed. It's like, that's a tiny harmless garden snake in its natural habitat. And you just
cut its head off.
What? It was like so disturbing. Then she kept blocking people and deleting their comments and like blocking anyone who was like, hey, that was like very Like, you're displaying signs of someone who, like, is cruel to animals. Like, what is going on with that? That was very disturbing. And she, like, did not address it until, I guess, people reached out to her brand sponsors. And she finally, like, a little half-ass, like, aesthetic apology on her Instagram story with, like, a sparkle emoji. And then, like, went on to just, like, keep like, posting per usual. Like, it was really crazy. And then people started digging up these old things about, because I'm just like, whoa, Kayla Quinn, what is people found a clip of her saying that when she and her husband, and they're like giggling, thinking that this was like such a quirky story, when they take like an Uber or a cab, and the Uber or cab driver like smelled like BO, they said that they would say that Kayla would be like, if I tip you, do you promise to get deodorant?
Oh,
I know. Horrible. And she was like giggling. Like, it was like such a cute, quirky story. Just horrible. Oh. This is someone who lacks empathy and might.
Yeah, I ain't down
and
with that.
She looks very like innocent and sweet and talks in a little baby voice. But I think that this is something that has really changed the way people perceive her. That and the deodorant comment coming out. The snake thing and the deodorant comment. It's like, you are a horrible person.
If somebody smells, do what we all do, talk behind their back, you know, like,
yeah, it's like, imagine you're just like, sometimes I've forgotten to put on deodorant. Like, you know, it happens. It's like, sometimes you forget to put on deodorant. You're working all day, working a long day. You're sweating. Like, it happens. It happens, dude, to anyone.
I have a feeling Matthew McConaughey never. Like,
it had like classist undertones.
Like, yeah,
it
was just, of course. You know, well, yeah. Of course, because she is one of those people that is probably really privileged and does genuinely look down on people, like, and probably doesn't even isn't aware that they look down on people because it's just so inbred in them. Yes. Well, actually, I wanted to get your opinion on this, actually, which, by the way, you need to write a book on influencers. The more I keep thinking about this, I think, you know, like, you've done deep dives into a lot of these ladies or taught me about it. You should do like an influencer book
deal, because I've tried.
But wait, but why? See, I feel like, well, you got to keep trying, dude. You know, Lady Gaga said, you know, what is it? Oh, you need is one person to believe in you.
There could be 99
exactly
in a room.
You need your Bradley Cooper.
I do.
What do you think of this Tinks?
Oh, so the Tinks, did you hear about the Tinks stuff?
Well, I've only become aware of Tinks in the last month, and all of a sudden she's everywhere. Like, so everywhere. Like, I mean, too much everywhere for but people really genuinely seem to dig her. So I want to know what your thought is on this.
My thought is that I was very indifferent towards her until people dug up her old tweets just the other day.
That's okay. Yes. Saying,
ew, fat people at Coachella. Ew, yeah. Kim Kardashian is so fat. And like all horrible things. There's a subreddit called Tink Snark.
By the way, a lot of pro-Trump things she was liking.
A lot of pro-Trump, a lot of pro-Boris Johnson. And this was like early 2020. She was
before she blew up.
Anti-Democrats, pro-Trump, also very fat phobic for someone who now is all about body positivity. And that is something I also want to discuss, because I feel like no one is really talking about it. And I feel like people should know that this person is and has been extremely fat phobic.
Dude, you need, like, that should be one of your articles too.
Yeah. There was a lot of stuff. I knew there was a lot of stuff to write about, but I just like couldn't remember what I was going to write about. But yeah.
But, you know, that's what it's so funny. But I'm also just fascinated, though, that, like, how when like a PR machine gets behind somebody, it's like she got famous on TikTok over the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And now she has brand deals out the wazoo. She has her own Sirius satellite show, a podcast. And I listened to some of the podcast Sirius thing. And it's just all kind of like, it's like 20 minute shows where she gives like pretty like lukewarm advice, you know, like where I'm like, wait a sec, this isn't anything new. Or, but at the same time, I really try and understand, because my roommate loves her, all these girls that I know love her. And I'm like, what are we loving here? Like,
my friend texted me about her too. It was literally the other day. She was like, what do you think of Tinks? And I sent her the screenshots of the tweets.
What'd they say? And she supposedly dated Diplo?
Super disappointing. What?
She supposedly dated Diplo at one point too, which is like when Diplo gets involved.
Or that I thought she was maybe just like really into him or had a celebrity crush on him. Like, I don't know. I've always been indifferent towards her. And now I'm like, ew.
It's just weird when you start to become aware of somebody or like somebody starts like in the public consciousness, it becomes more out there where like people like me start to even like catch on, you know, they're like, oh, wow. Like people are really pushing her right now. Her, you know, she signed with like must have been a big agency or something. Right. Okay. As we start winding down here. Let's see here. Okay. Oh, yeah. We talked about Ben Affleck and J-Lo earlier, but they got engaged and the story came out this week that she was naked in the bathtub when he proposed to her. So that's would you if you got proposed to, would you be cool if you were naked in a bathtub or would you be like,
no, because,
I'm naked in a bathtub?
No, because I absolutely need a photographer there to capture that moment. It would be my first engagement. To J-Lo, it's not that important, but yeah.
By the way, J-Lo's been proposed to so much that she's probably been in every different scenario for that, you know, bathtub, award show.
I would definitely need a photographer just to capture that moment and like being naked, like it just wouldn't, that wouldn't be, you know.
Kosher?
Yeah.
Wait, what are your parents doing today for Passover?
Oh, they were they're celebrating at home, but it's too hard for me to get there.
Okay, this is another thing. I almost bumped into Kyle Richards, Mauricio, and Freddie Mellencamp.
At Coachella?
They're all here at Coachella, and Friday night, Logan and my roommate went and did a hot lap in VIP to try to find them, because I was like, I got really scared about being tipsy. And just bump, like, you just don't want that bad vibe of bumping into Freddie Mellencamp, right? You know, like,
because you do not want that bad juju.
I would love to bump into Mauricio, you know, like that would be yo, you got a J, bro?
Yeah, he was definitely just lighting up J's all day.
No. So the story, though, is Teddy Mellencamp admits she no longer misses being on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She has this pod, guys, 2 T's on a pod with her and Tamara, which I hear is actually a decent pod. I hear Tamara's really good on it. But like Teddy went on this of like, yeah, I don't even miss it at all. I don't like, and I'm like, girl, all you do is fucking like text these girls from Beverly Hills and then spill the tea on your podcast. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you would kill to be back on that show. It's like another, what we were just talking about.
So full of it. So full of it.
Did you read any of Erica Jane's Twitter stuff this week?
She just like went crazy looking for attention, like she's been doing, right?
Yeah, it was very like, you guys, we talked about this on the pod or I did earlier this week, but it was like she went on, she's like, hey, Twitter, let's get win. And like she answered a bunch of questions, but then she always thinks she's smarter and wittier than she actually is. So it just comes off cringy and gross.
So
like
cringy.
She talked about her like lady parts being like soggy wet. And I'm like, oh God, like it's just, I don't know. I'm over it.
Yeah. It's so, so cringy. And I know that Kyle was like Garcelle on Watch What Happens Live. She said that she thinks she is closer to Kathy than Kyle is right now. And Kyle was so pissed.
I know exactly. Like, so Garcelle, Andy asked her something like, are you closer to Kathy or Kyle? And Garcelle goes, me, it's definitely me. And Kyle commented back on this Instagram of how hurtful it was on Watch What Happens Live. I'm like, first off, it's probably true. Second off, Kyle, we get that you're related. We get like, also, I don't take anything that anybody says on Watch What Happens Live or anywhere on Bravo super seriously. Like, I don't, you know, it's like, we understand that your sister doesn't like deep down hate you, you know, just probably doesn't like you right now.
Right. And Garcelle was answering a question. She didn't like say it out of nowhere. She was answering a freaking question. Like, get over it.
Nobody can take a joke on any of these shows, which is kind of funny because then they just like Kyle seems to be potentially one of the most sensitive people. I mean, she seems truly sensitive. I still feel bad about posting that one photo of like her old hands. Remember when she held her hands up on the reunion years ago?
Yeah, it's a thing. Kyle Richards' hands.
Richards' hands, yes. Okay. There was one other thing. Kyle Richards, Teddy. Britney Spears. Britney Spears, she is pregnant.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on this? A lot of people thought she was talking about having a food baby. It turns out it is a real baby. And she's been posting a lot on her Instagram lately. And
no, I'm so excited for her. It's something that she wanted for a long time and she was unable to because she was forced to keep her IUD in during her conservatorship. So great for Britney and Sam.
Yeah. I mean, no, I have literally, it is funny where people are like, well, I don't approve of it. And like, nobody fucking asked you, like, why would you ever be like, it's like, this is, this, you're not like the personal conservatorship of Britney. Like, and it's the same thing with her wacky Instagram posts. Like, yeah, we all know they're wacky, but guess what? Like I have tons of friends that post, I post wacky shit on Instagram. Like, you know, this girl just does a lot of run on sentences. Who cares?
Yeah, you know, let her live her life. She hasn't been able to for the past 13 years. Like she can do whatever she wants, honestly.
Now that would have been a good Coachella surprise if they got Britney out on stage or something.
I would have like so much FOMO if that actually happened.
It was funny that when Shania Twain came out with Harry, like you saw people literally like just scream crying. It was really, it was very interesting.
Yeah, freaking out.
Summer House is almost over, you guys. I think we've got a couple more episodes left. Tonight will be Kyle having a meltdown in regards to the wedding. I you know, obviously it's happening. So we'll see. And I think that is, that's it. Is there anything else that's happened this week? I'm brain dead from like 2 days out here.
I know, I can imagine. You've just been like,
I'm just like living, you guys, like, you don't even know.
Straight partying in the desert.
So sad. Like my knees, you can hear the cartilage in them. You're like, I sat down on the field and then I tried to get up. And it was one of the most like humiliating experiences where all of a sudden I just like, I'm rolling over. Like if you watch me, it just looked like I was like trying to roll to get friction going so I could like force myself up. Like this shit is not, I walked like 25,000 steps yesterday. Oh, like, and by the way, if you see me on the field, I'm wearing a Apple Watch and a Fitbit because I really am. I want accurate step counts.
Wait, which one was more accurate? Were they about the same?
Fitbit's a little more accurate, but also Fitbit can be fooled. So if you like raise a glass to your hand, I think they like, hand to your mouth, they count it as a step.
You were like ripping shots of eight.
Fitbit's like, you're great, man. Keep it up. Yeah. What do you got going the rest of the day?
We are about to head back to the city. So
don't blow it with the fam on the, don't say anything stupid on the way out.
I'll try not to.
She's holding up her cut. Hey, by the way,
deeply injured finger cut.
Wait, would you ever consider, I mean, it would be a stable location, but would you ever consider doing one of these on video that I could release?
What, this?
No, like us talking.
Oh, I thought you were talking about doing like finger puppets.
Wait, this isn't OnlyFans feet shit. I'm not telling you. Hey, can I get a clear look at that finger?
Yeah. You mean like, are you starting a YouTube channel?
I am actually, but I was like, this would actually be funny because you do make certain gestures or something like that. So I was like, visually, some of this actually could work in a studio.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Fingers forever. Well, tell your dude hello. And I hope you have a great week. You guys, her podcast, So True with Sophie Ross, comes out on Tuesday. Do you already have the guest this week?
Yes. So my guest is editor-in-chief of Betches.com, Sarah Levine.
Nice.
And she's also the host of Not Another True Crime podcast and Am I the Asshole podcast. And she's just like awesome. And we had a great conversation. So
I had, check it out on Tuesday. I had somebody that I was going to throw your way that I think you should talk. I got to remember. I made a note. I got to look.
Yeah, let me know. I have exciting guests lined up for the next few weeks too. So keep checking in.
Oh, Elon Musk, what do you think about him potentially trying to buy Twitter?
Okay, so my thing about that, we've been having lots of debates about that because guys, like I said, I feel like all straight guys are like obsessed with Elon Musk.
Him and Jordan Peterson.
All straight guys are obsessed with Elon Musk and like crypto. But I just think there isn't, in my opinion, like there's already too much hate speech on Twitter. And people are like, it's Twitter, but without the censorship. And I'm like, there honestly like isn't enough. I don't want to say censorship, but like there as like a Jewish woman, I see a lot of anti-Semitic, misogynist, like a lot of horrible things I see often. So yeah.
So,
like, I
don't want because basically he's saying that there's censorship right now on Twitter and he would be doing away with all this. So he's trying to do a hostile takeover of the company, and the Twitter board is trying to do like a poison pill thing where they can get him to not do that. But he's paying at such a premium that he's saying the share, it would be negligence if they did not take his offer because he's making all the shareholders money. But it's wild. I mean, I don't know. Elon, like, he's like a baby in a way. Like, he's just very like, I was reading this article today where somebody said something nasty to him on Twitter. So he personally canceled their Tesla order. Like, the guy is petty. Like, it's like, that's
amazing. Actually.
I mean, it really is kind of funny, but like also somebody that like is married Grimes, and I don't know, the guy is wacky, but that's our future. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just not, if that's going to be, if Elon Musk's Twitter is the future, count me out, honestly.
Count Sophie out. You heard it here first. She's going to TikTok. Okay, guys, have a great week, and we will talk to you again next week. Sorry if this was a little shorter, a little weirder. Just I'm out of it. So, and Sophie's out of it too. So,
have fun, Ryan.
Third night. Bye.
Hello, baby.